SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel says a rocket strike at a soccer field has left at least 11 people dead, most of them children and teenagers. Israel says it's blaming Hezbollah, but the group denies any role. Former President Donald Trump says his energy policy will provide a key resource to Bitcoin.
You need a lot of electricity. You know, AI needs what to be really dominant. And China can do it much easier. We have environmental impact statements to do, but we're going to do things that nobody thought were possible. You need tremendous amounts of electricity. You need double the electricity of the entire electricity that we have right now in the United States to dominate.
Mr. Trump was addressing a Bitcoin convention today in Nashville. Tonight, he will be stumping in Minnesota. Also at SRNnews.com, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order.
That order directs state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous homeless encampments and clear them from state land while giving local governments the authority to do the same. This comes a month after a Supreme Court ruling allowing cities to enforce bans on sleeping outside in public spaces. City and county officials are not legally bound to follow the executive order, though it says they are encouraged to adopt the same policies. Some local officials say they will continue to clear homeless encampments as they've been doing so since the Supreme Court ruling. John Scott reported.
That nasty wildfire in the northern part of California continues to grow. Firefighters are scrambling to meet the danger. The so-called park fire intensity continues to grow. Officials say more than 130 structures have been destroyed. This is SRN News. Well, Christians are helping with flood relief in Vietnam.
Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in the small East Asian nation where major flooding has crippled rural communities, flooding rice fields and destroying transportation. So far, Samaritan's Purse has distributed hundreds of bags of rice to families in the stricken regions. It makes a big difference. One local official says, quote, many families don't have to worry about their daily meals now, and soon they can start a new harvest season and stabilize their lives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana agreeing to delay implementing a requirement the Ten Commandments be placed in the school's public school classrooms. That delay until November, the agreement approved in a federal court. Opponents say it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion. But backers say the Ten Commandments absolutely belong in our classrooms. This is SRN News. Now, many Americans had wondered if this might happen, and it will. Former President Donald Trump says he intends to return to Butler, Pennsylvania.
The former president's rally on July 13th was cut short after an assassination attempt that left one attendee dead, two others injured, as well as the former president. It's unclear when or where the rally will take place. The FBI says former President Trump was, in fact, hit in the ear with a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces. This follows FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony to Congress earlier this week, where he said it was not clear if a bullet or shrapnel had struck Trump's ear. In a post on Truth Social, the former president responded to the FBI statement by saying, I assume that's the best apology that we'll get from Director Wray, but it's fully accepted.
And that is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. More details at SRNnews.com.